Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 88. Today, JR asks,
I've never attended local real-life writing groups, so I don't know what to expect. Are they worthwhile? A waste of time? Can you give me the good, the bad, and the ugly on this?
Well, JR, I think it depends entirely on what you mean by writing groups. If you're talking about a critique circle, where you bring things to read and then other people tell you what they think and give you feedback that you then take and go back and revise your book from, that's not a good idea. There's a few reasons for this. One is that people don't really know how to give critiques in any way that's constructive, despite how they may try to couch the language. The second is, in a situation like that, the most prolific people tend to get ostracized because a lot of people want to feel like writers, but they don't like being showed up for hobbyists. And the majority of people that like the idea of writing want to be hobbyists, not professionals. And so you're going to find in critique circles at an early stage, particularly, you're going to find a lot of people who share a fundamental aim that is different from yours, and they will get in your way and sabotage you. So that's kind of the bad and the ugly can get really ugly. Now, that kind of group can have value in terms of training for the audience. If you're bringing stories that are done and that you intend not to touch again no matter what they say and show them around, then you can get audience reaction that can inform you on future projects without getting you stuck in endless revision cycles. That can be worthwhile. Another thing that can be worthwhile is solidarity. If you're meeting with other writers, not necessarily to share work, but just to talk about difficulties that you're having, to talk about the business and how your writing is going, and to keep each other accountable, that is hugely useful. And that's hugely useful throughout your writing life. I have had writing buddies like that for the last 10 years, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. Sometimes they're people I get together at coffee shops with, and we write. Since I left the Bay Area, those writing buddies have moved online, and I have regular Skype dates several times a week with people I used to go to coffee shops and write with, and we get on Skype video chat, and we catch up on our week, and then we sit down, both of us, and we write or do editing or do business or whatever else that we have on the docket for that day. And it's just hearing someone else's keyboard clacketing away when you're clacketing on yours is incredibly motivating and very useful, and it helps you feel like you're not alone in the world. That's a problem that writers have, because writing is a very isolating profession. And the further you get into it, the more isolating it gets. It's very profound and subtle the way it does it, but there will be times in your life when you look around at a dinner party or at a group of your friends, and you realize that you don't belong there anymore. And it's not because you don't like them and they don't like you. It's because, since you're a writer, you have very little in common. You don't have the day job to bitch about that they do. Or you won't always have it anyway. You don't look at the world the same way that they do, because your orientation is in a fundamentally different direction. So having other writers to pal around with is very, very useful for keeping yourself sane and keeping yourself motivated. The other thing that can be wonderful are something that happens during NaNoWriMo a lot all over the country, and those are write-ins. Particularly if you're having trouble kind of getting started at the front end of your career. Every NaNoWriMo, a lot of local groups get together and mob a coffee shop or a restaurant or a hotel lobby with their laptops, and they all just sit down and write. There may be socializing before or after, but everybody pretty much just shuts up and types. And there's a wonderful creative energy that comes out of that that can be well worth it. Beware of critique circles. Cultivate writing buddies. It's a wonderful thing, and it's always good to network with other writers, because things come up throughout your career that you can work together on. Contributing to podcasts or anthologies together, writing an RPG together, all sorts of other stuff. It's really fun to collaborate with other people who have a love of words and story like you do. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution no derivatives license.